Blue's about the same, a little stiffer, Blake.
Yes, most of the folks would probably feel that it is just a little bit stiffer competition. How do you find plowing down here in our section of the state compared to up there in Cherokee County where you folks plow?
Oh, it's quite a little bit different. This land got more of a sand base, where up there it's more of a clay base.
That's right. And are you finding some difficulty in the plowing here compared to up there?
Oh, it isn't so much more difficult.
We were just getting out of the way of that tractor when you made that answer. Did you say it was more difficult?
Oh, not very much.
How far along are you on your land?
Oh, I got about 4 rounds left.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll let you go back to your land, and the referee has taken time out for you, so you won't be losing out anything on this. And now, here's another man we're very happy to see in the competition. He's always got a grand smile. He's Gail McLean. The first time he's in the big match, but Gail McLean seems to be doing a swell job here, and I think he's having a good time. How about it, Gail?
I certainly am.
Did you ever dream you'd be performing before a crowd of people like this?
No, I never did. In all my life, I never thought.
Have you ever seen this many people?
Oh, yes. I saw the National Corn Husking Contest.
Well, I'm very happy to hear you make that comparison. We think we've got a really nationwide event here, and with the interest we've had from these different plowmen, it's certainly been gratifying. And thanks for coming, Gail, and we'll let you go back to your plowing. And here's John Hamm. John, have you finished your land?
Yes, I'm all done.
All done. Well, that's fine. You figure you want it?
Well, I don't know what to think. I hope so, but I doubt it.
You'll admit that it's a little rough going here against these fast plowmen from all sections of the state. Well, I believe you have your land to finish out. Would you get your tractor started so we can get your tractor and plow off of this land and get the chance to go on to something else here on another part of the field? Would you go ahead with that, John, please? All right. We've got a number of folks around here. I think Charlie Chase is here a minute ago. No, he's the chairman of the Rules Committee, and he sort of slipped away on it. But we've got a lot of other folks around who are watching the performance here. We have lost our timer, so we're not real sure whether the other boys on the other side of the land are ready. We're going back to the champion's land in just a little while. The champion's open class, the class where the champions are competing in the level land competition, is now underway. They've made their first round and some are on their second round. It's a beautiful sight. There are a tremendous lot of people all around them. They've broken the fence down in one area and some of the folks have come through despite the good work of the state guardsmen and others who have been trying to hold the crowd back. Actually, there must be people 10 or 12 or in some cases 15 deep behind the snow fencing that was put up here. But the folks are wonderful. They're a grand crowd, and we certainly appreciate this fine sportsmanship. Here's a couple of folks right nearby. Here's a boy. What's your name?
Lloyd Avener.
Where are you from, Lloyd?
Knoxville, Iowa.
You're right from nearby here.
Yes, sir.
How do you like this event down here near home?
Oh, it's quite a thing.
Well, fine. Here's a boy who's been started helping us this morning in some work as messenger. He's a member of the Sea Scouts. Where are you from?
I'm from Knoxville.
What's your name?
I'm Bill Anderson.
Bill, thanks for helping us, and we hope that you will get a little chance later to enjoy this show, and that's what some of the rest of us would like to do, too. Now, I think we're ready to go back again to Gene Meyer, who has some guests, or to Al Bell, who has some music at the base of the tower.
Thank you very much, Herb, and while we're getting our musicians set around here, which are the Buckaroos, we'd like to mention to Herb about Iowa's flying farmers that are represented here en masse today. We understand there's around 80 planes that are represented here today that have all flown over to see the big plowing match. And now we have the Buckaroos all set for a little music, and we're going to have them play here a favorite of everybody's, and have the trio, Kenny and Red and Slim, come up and do a little bit of Miss Molly.
Oh, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red, her lips are soft as satin, and it tastes like gingerbread.
Oh, oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now when Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim a spell, and when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell.
Oh, me, oh, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
I'll trade my horse and saddle, cow driving I'll resign, if only little Miss Molly will say she'll be mine.
Oh, oh me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Now listen here, Miss Molly, I've told you this before, but even though I've told you so, I'll tell you just once more.
Oh, oh me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Thank you there, Buckaroos. That was Cy Reeves singing the tenor part with his big beaver hat pulled down over his head. And now I understand that we have a lot more guests here to be introduced, so Gene, why don't you take over?
Okay, Al. I feel highly honored to present this next guest to you, because he also has come a long way, and we're very happy to have him with us today. He's Dr. Hugh Bennett, Chief of the United States Soil Conservation Service from Washington, the nation's leading conservationist. He's had a busy day out here today, and Dr. Bennett, we'd like just a very few words from you, please.
Well, I'm mighty glad to be here today. I think all of the 40,000 of us are extremely fortunate to be here to see this event, this plowing event, and the conservation work that's being done on the Milner Farm. I don't think anything quite so good as has been done on agricultural lands of the United States since we started here on this North American continent some 350 years ago. I myself saw out on the Milner Farm, for example, 29 different practices applied to the land to meet the different conditions of the land in order to stop the erosion. We've got to stop the erosion here in our way. I don't know whether you people know it or not, but you have some of the most productive land on the face of the earth. We can't afford to lose another single acre of it. Certainly not. After having lost 100 million acres of land by erosion, had another 100 million acres of cropland seriously damaged, and have the process starting on a third 100 million acres. If we can have many more demonstrations like this throughout the United States, it's a certainty that we are going to be able to control the one resource without which we cannot possibly live here in the United States.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bennett, for being our guest. Now it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present the young lady who was crowned Queen of the Furrow by the plowman last evening, and she is Miss Marilyn Steele of Pleasantville. Marilyn, I know you're thrilled to be out here today as the Queen of the Furrow, and we'd just like to have you say a word, please.
I'm very happy to be able to attend this WHO Farm Belt Plowing Match. I never really thought that I'd be able to speak over the air today to all of you fine people. I hope you have a nice time today.
Thank you very much, Marilyn, and we're awfully happy to have you with us. And now the next guest needs no introduction to our radio audience, because he's Bill Dripp, NBC's Farm and Home Director, who is out here, and he's been at a lot of agriculture events of this kind. Bill, you just say a word, will you, please?
Well, that's one of the biggest things I've seen anywhere, and I want to congratulate Iowa for, again, doing the biggest thing in agriculture. They did the corn husking contest, and now it's herb plowing contest, and it's all worthwhile. I'm mighty glad to be here.
Thanks a lot, Bill. And now I think we're going to have another word from Bill Diamond and Mel Hansen, who by this time should be out in the Champions Contour Plowing Class. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Gene, we're speaking to you from the champion section. There isn't a whole lot of activity out here right now. The officials are running around, getting the various contestants lined up. They're going to fire the gun very shortly. We don't know how soon that will be, but in the meantime, Mel Hansen remarked some time ago that he was boosting for his Nebraska champion, and we've just pulled him off the tractor. Here's Mel. Say a word, Mel.
Yes, sir. Ezra, how do you feel about it, coming over here to Iowa to plow for Nebraska?
Well, I feel it's a great big honor to be over here in this contest.
I know it, and they're ready to start right now. Will you get back on your tractor there? They're hollering for you.
Bomb's going about to go off, Bill.
Yeah, let's watch for it. In the meantime, we'll just take a moment to make reference to the competitors in this class. There's Odin Allen of Ridgeway, Missouri. Everett Irwin, a hired man from Illinois, Ford County, Illinois, Gibson City. Luther Johannes, who's come all the way from Powhatan, Kansas. He was the winner down there in the Kansas meet this year. And you just met Ezra Neben of Murdoch, Nebraska, who's representing the state of Nebraska here. And probably the favorite in this contest from the strictly from the standpoint of personal support will be Clarence Roebuck, the Iowa champion. The man coming the greatest distance was Lloyd Nolan of Washington, Indiana. Well, I see our officials are getting set to start this contest. It won't be long until these champions will be underway. And up in one far end of the field, they have set the aerial bomb, which is expected to go off almost any moment now. We're more or less waiting for the start of this contest. In this section of the contest area, we notice just literally thousands and thousands of automobiles parked up on the hill across the valley. One of the largest gatherings of farm folks at an event of this kind that it's been my pleasure to see for some time. The plowmen are sitting tense on their tractors waiting for that bomb to go. As yet, we've had no signal that it's going to be fired. In the meantime, I think perhaps we better send this back to Gene or Herb at the contest headquarters. Here comes Frank Mendel, state conservator. I'm going to ask Frank, what about the start of this contest? Say a word, Frank.
We're just about ready, Bill. Mr. Johannes isn't on his tractor. We're trying to locate him, and as soon as we get him, we're ready to rare.
Well, if he's listening to WHO, perhaps you'll hurry up and get over there. In the meantime, we'll have to send it back to Herb and Gene at the headquarters.
Lost 5 minutes now. And here we are in the champions level land class with a grand group of contestants around us. We probably don't have very much time left, so I'm going to talk to them quickly. First to Paul Stiefbolt of Naperville, Illinois, one of the winners in the Wheatland plowing match some years ago, with us today. Very happy to have you, Paul. How's it going?
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Thanks a lot, Paul. How do you find the plowing here compared to that famous contest in Wheatland, Illinois?
Land plows a little bit different, but it's all right.
Fine, and we're glad you're here. And now here is Ray Witt, our original Corn Belt plowing match contest winner from down at Cedar, Iowa. Ray, you've been in all four of them. How do you like this one?
I believe this is going to be the easiest and the best plowing we've had.
Fine, Ray. We're glad you could be with us again. How do you like the competition this year?
Oh, just great. We've got all good sports up here.
Fine, Ray. Here is Leo Drake, the defending champion from Memphis, Missouri, who came in and showed the way to the boys in 1941. Leo, what do you have to say for today?
Well, we got a fine show on here, Herb. And the plowing's not as tough as the competition is.
Well, Leo, I see you've got a big gallery, and so have all of the others for that matter. I see there are a lot of people pulling for the champion again, and we can't say, of course, good luck to any one of the folks, but we can say good luck to all of you. We've got one other man here we had in mind having in here, Milo, the boy from Milo, Bob Bowery, GI. I wonder if he's here. Apparently, he's gotten away from us. We'd like to say that Robert Bowery of Warren County, who was a champion in a match held earlier this year, is in the match here, and he has a tremendous following. Mrs. Catherine Holmstrom, the only woman in the contest, is here. Mrs. Holmstrom flew to this match to be in the competition here today. And Garrett Rose.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to Herb, and thanks to the thousands and thousands of Iowa farmers who helped us celebrate our fourth annual Corn Belt Plowing Match, and winding up our 490th Corn Belt Farm Hour from the Cyril Reese and Clyde Milner Farms, right between Pleasantville and Knoxville. We hope you've all enjoyed our program. See you again next Saturday. We return you to our studios.
WHO Des Moines.